From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The party that swept into power in Ukraine during the Orange Revolution less than 2 years ago is in political trouble. As officials tally the votes from yesterday's parliamentary elections, the party of President Viktor Yushchenko appears headed for a third-place finish. The pro-Moscow Party of Regions is in first place. But since no party is expected to win enough votes to form a majority, Ukraine's political future will be determined by talks to form a governing coalition. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Kiev.
When the results of the first exit poll were announced last night, staff at Yulia Tymoshenko's headquarters were as surprised as anyone else to hear they were in second place. The populist Tymoshenko was Yushchenko's main coalition partner during the Orange Revolution in 2004, when mass protests over a rigged presidential election brought them to power. But the pro-Western alliance split last year. Yushchenko fired Tymoshenko from her post as prime minister amid infighting and mutual charges of corruption in the Orange camp. Now, Tymoshenko is back on center stage in Ukrainian politics. Under a new law watering down the president's powers, the majority in parliament will now appoint Ukraine's next government. Last night, sporting her trademark braided hairstyle, Tymoshenko told supporters that the partners who fought in the Orange Revolution should unite again to pursue its ideals.
I think that we now hold all the chances we need and absolutely all opportunities in our hands, and I don't want to let our people down again.
The mood was decidedly grimmer at the headquarters of Yushchenko's Our Ukraine party. It must now swallow the bitter pill of joining Tymoshenko's bloc as a junior partner if it wants to stop the pro-Moscow Party of Regions, the leader in the vote count so far, from taking power. That won't be easy. Members of Yushchenko's party have accused Tymoshenko of seeking popularity as prime minister by increasing social spending and demanding the reprivatization of state assets, which worried foreign investors. But today, a buoyant Tymoshenko told NPR the election results show Ukrainians believe she did a good job as prime minister.
It's a full shock to the entire political establishment, and I think we'll continue to surprise the population with good results.
The combined tally for Yushchenko and Tymoshenko so far show the Orange camp hasn't lost any ground since it came to power in 2004. The Party of Regions leads the vote count because it was able to capitalize on the Orange coalition split. Party of Regions leader Viktor Yanukovych lost in presidential elections over a year ago. He was prime minister at the time, heading a government accused of rigging the ballot and other massive corruption. Yushchenko has yet to say anything publicly about a possible coalition or the preliminary results. Political analyst Vadim Karasyov says Yushchenko's administration is stalling for time to make sense of its humiliating result.
Everyone thought the president would dictate the conditions for a coalition, but after the elections, that will fall to either Yulia Tymoshenko or the Party of Regions.
At the presidential administration building today, Yushchenko's first deputy chief of staff, Ivan Vasyonik, sought to slow Tymoshenko's momentum, saying talks would only begin after a final vote count, probably tomorrow.
The president believes talks to form a coalition should be mainly about a concrete reform program on the basis of his own election campaign and not about specific campaign portfolios.
Ukrainians are so far happy with what's being called the country's first ever truly democratic elections. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe today called yesterday's vote free and fair. But for Yushchenko and Tymoshenko, blocking Yanukovych in a coalition would only be a first hurdle. Although Tymoshenko today toned down her criticism of Yushchenko's administration, she's already signaled she wants to cancel a natural gas deal with Russia that ended an energy crisis last January. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Kiev.